Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. The DNA in the nucleus of our cells is inherited from our parents. So if we compare the structure of our DNA with our parents, they'd be the same, right?
Well, they're not. One reason is our jumping genes, which are also called transposons. They're pieces of genetic information that randomly move about the genome. It's not a problem unless one inserts itself into an important gene and causes cancer.
One jumping gene is called line 1, or long interspersed nuclear element 1, and represents nearly a fifth of the DNA in every cell. Up until recently, they were considered junk DNA.
Given that so many copies of line 1 have been retained in the human genome throughout evolution, it does not make sense that it's merely junk DNA.
A postdoctoral fellow decided to study how line 1 affects embryonic development, which scientists had already known causes line 1 to be highly active.
This researcher devised a way to turn off line 1 in mouse embryos. This caused the embryo to stop at the 2-cell stage, which is immediately after a fertilized egg splits for the very first time.
However, when line 1 was turned back on but not allowed to jump, there was no effect on embryo development. This means line 1 plays an important role in a developing embryo, but its ability to move about the genome has nothing to do with that role.
Perhaps it serves as molecular glue to bring together molecules that turn off portions of the genome at the 2-cell stage to allow other genes to further embryonic development. We don't know yet if line 1 has the same functions in humans. What is clear is that it's not junk DNA.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.